Breakfast can only taste this good when you have it with friends. Breakfast with Friends.
Good morning, Breakfast with Friends. This is Tracy English bringing you some gardening tips for this week. I hope that the spring weather and the abundance of flowers everywhere has inspired you to start a project in your garden. Today I thought I'd chat about preparing the soil for vegetable gardening, since many are keen to grow their own veggies and are asking questions related to vegetable gardening. So firstly, I'd like to talk a bit about understanding the soil. The soil anchors roots of the plants. It's a storage place where plants can access water and nutrients as well. A key to understanding the soil in your garden and learning to work with it is to recognize the soil as alive. The soil is made up of inorganic matter, organic material like decaying plant material and compost, air and water, but importantly, the soil also contains living microorganisms. So there are millions of microorganisms, bacteria, worms, and different insects in your soil, and these organisms give the soil its living nature. It's important to care for the soil because all of these microorganisms that are present means that the soil is healthy, and healthy soil means healthy plants. So when it comes to growing vegetables, it means healthy plants that have a high nutritional value for you and your family. A good way to look after the soil is to add compost or other organic material. So adding compost assists with some of the challenges that we experience with certain soil types. So for example, sandy soil, adding compost will improve the fertility, it'll boost the nutrient levels, it'll improve the ability of the soil to retain water as well. And when it comes to clay soil that gets waterlogged and has poor aeration, regularly adding compost can also improve the condition of the soil. So when it comes to preparing the soil, there are different ways that you can do that. I will mention three of them. One way is called single digging, and this is digging over or loosening the soil down to one spade depth, which is around 30 centimeters deep. So you dig in plenty of compost as you are loosening the soil. And this method works well if the soil is already fertile and well drained. And it's quite an easy way to go about preparing the soil. The second method, called double digging, it's a bit hard work, but this method works well for particularly clay soil or soil where the drainage is a problem. So you're going to dig out the topsoil, so that's about 30 centimeters deep, and you place that to one side. And then, using a garden fork, you're going to loosen the soil that's in your trench. So it works well if you dig a trench. Loosen the soil down to another 30 centimeters, and you mix in compost and manure into that soil. And then add a 10 centimeter layer of compost onto the loose subsoil and then replace the topsoil. So this works well if you dig your bed in trenches where you make one trench, so you're loosening the subsoil, and then you start digging the second trench and you use the topsoil from the second trench to replace the topsoil in the first one. So then you work your way through the whole bed, digging it trench by trench, and then use the topsoil from the first trench to fill up the last one. And then the third method to prepare your soil is mulching. So this is probably the easiest method, because what you're doing is you're adding compost or organic material that eventually will break down and provide food for your plants. So the mulch helps the soil to retain moisture. It helps to control weeds. It helps to protect the roots from temperature extremes as well. So for example, it keeps your plants' roots cool in the hot summer weather. And this method is useful if you don't want to disturb the soil. So for example, if you have an existing bed with some plants already growing and you're basically preparing the soil to add some additional plants to the same area. Lastly, designing the beds. So any shape is fine if you're growing vegetables. It really depends on the space that you have available. So you could go with a rectangular bed or a circular bed. But essentially, what you want to do is design your bed in such a way so that you can reach all your plants from the pathways. So a good idea would be to construct pathways going through your bed, because that way you can avoid stepping onto the soil, as this leads to soil compaction. And then just make sure that your pathways are small or narrow so that they don't take up too much of your bed space for gardening. And the goal really is to be able to access all parts of the bed without stepping onto the bed or onto your young seedling plants. Then, when it comes to choosing a site, vegetables need a minimum of 6 hours of sunlight a day. So, for example, in my vegetable patch, I have a little too much shade. So the lettuce grows very slowly in my space because it needs a bit more sun. And the beetroot plants are small. So ideally, you need a space where there'll be loads and loads of sunshine for your veggies. A good thing to do is to have your vegetable rows running from north to south. And the reason you do that is because that way it maximizes the amount of sunlight that your plants will receive. However, whichever direction your rows are running, it really depends on your situation and how much space you have available. What you do need to do is make sure that you don't have taller plants casting shade onto lower growing vegetables. So in my garden, what I find works well is to put the shorter plants on the north side of the bed and the taller growing varieties on the south side, so that way the taller plants aren't casting shadows on the shorter plants next to them. So that's all for now. Next time I'll chat some more about growing vegetables as well as some ideas for veggie gardening in limited spaces or containers. For questions or comments, go to my Facebook page called Garden with Tracy. Have a great weekend.
Waking up has never felt this good.
I love the music.
Best music.
Breakfast with Friends on CCFM 107.5.